Welcome to another Stain Gang podcast as we talk about Midwestern State Volleyball with head coach Stephanie Radecki, the team going out of town, making probably the toughest road trip of the season, going out to Silver City to play Western New Mexico and then catching UT Permian Basin on the way back. They'll be playing Thursday and Saturday this week on the road. But before we talk about those two games, let's talk about the match that you played here at D.L. Ligon Coliseum this past week. You defeated Sol Ross in straight sets. The team played extremely well. It looks like you're starting to see the team you kind of had envisioned.
Yeah, definitely offensively, I think we played really well, very efficient, and we had a lot of players really step up and do some nice things. So it was a great night. It was a fun crowd. They gave away some Beats headphones.
They did.
That was a really fun promotion. And so cool atmosphere. The cheerleaders were here. There were some 7th and 8th grade, I think it was Hershey
was here
volleyball team. Oh,
with
man.
Eternity Jackson, who
yes.
played basketball here,
yes.
is helping coach their volleyball
yeah,
team. She said she had played volleyball in high school.
Yeah, they were so fun. I think I actually recorded one of them doing backflips after the match on our volumetrics camera.
Ah.
So why not? It's
Are
fun.
You often checking that out?
I mean, you know, occasionally when I finish the film, I let it run and like to see what people are doing.
Well, don't look and see what I'm doing at the end of the match. What does that mean? And I think I asked you this in the post game, but I'm going to go ahead and ask the question again. Obviously, if you had won in 5 sets, it would have been a win. Mm-hmm. But does yeah. it mean more to win a match in straight sets to kind of force your way through that match?
I mean, I think it does, but I think it's just more so like a confidence builder. It's good for morale. You know, some people came off the bench and did a really nice job. It's a great opportunity for our team to kind of see some of the hard work that they've put in over the last couple of years and how it's starting to pay off by being able to see such a positive performance. And you know, it was a fun night.
Have you seen more pep in the step of your team in terms of training after a win like that?
I would say no. It's still the same. It's still the same type of mentality when they go into the gym. You know, obviously we played Friday and then we didn't play Saturday, so we practiced. So that's kind of a downer. It's kind of like, oh, we've got to go lift and practice now when it's like, well, we just won.
And you're accustomed to playing.
That's kind of the nature of the beast of being a college athlete. There's always something to get better at. So
what does this team need to get better at?
I definitely think that we need to defend more, which is, you know, probably a little crazy that I say that because our defensive numbers are by no means bad. We definitely need to continue to improve our block and just continue to be able to scout teams efficiently and be able to execute those things that we know can help us versus the teams in our conference, which, you know, is probably what a lot of teams need to work on.
So speaking of scouting,
yeah.
when you look at Western New Mexico, what do you see?
You know, I think it's always hard to play a team the second time, and now we're going to be on their court.
Which, by the way, I was looking, they've played 15 matches,
mm-hmm.
2 at home.
Okay.
So they're going to be really happy to be on their home floor.
They have a great home.
And I think they've played West Texas in one of those matches,
yeah.
and then they beat Eastern New Mexico in the other match at home.
Yeah, and they have a nice court and they usually have a good crowd. And
I know you like going to Drags, right?
I enjoy going to Silver City. I enjoyed it last year.
But you like
home
the environment.
Billy the Kid. like to go look at
because you like outlaws because you
I
like
do.
Bad boys.
I do. I enjoyed going there last year. I thought it was pretty. I thought it was a
it's gorgeous,
nice
by the way.
You know, I've never
and you don't have to go in the dead of winter,
right.
so that's a good thing.
I've never done the full drive. I'm actually looking forward to it, just getting on the bus and being able to relax and have someone else in charge for the day.
You're not really looking.
Paul's in charge.
You can go sell this to somebody else, Stephanie. Nobody is looking forward to the bus ride to Silver City.
I've been saying it all week, so I'm not making it up for you. I'm going to sit, and I'm going to watch TV, and I'm going to watch film, and I'm going to keep up with or catch up on some work, and I'm going to take naps, and I'm going to be eating snacks. I mean, what is worse than that?
It's just a long bus ride out
it's
to Silver City.
It's not as long as everyone makes it out to be. I've gone on way longer bus rides, and I I mean, I was a GA in the time of bus ride. It was 15 passenger vans. We would drive 12 to 13 hours on 15 passenger vans.
You're like my mother walking to school uphill both ways.
Don't tell me about a 10.5 hour bus ride with a break in the middle for practice. That's nothing.
And so how does that work out? I believe you're practicing in Lubbock. Is that right?
We are. We're practicing at our friend's gym and at Lubbock Christian. And they were kind enough to let us use their court for an hour before their basketball team start for the day. So that's really nice.
That is nice. And we see that kind of cooperation in the conference, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Especially when you're as geographically spread out as we are.
And we let Lubbock Christian practice here last year but on their way out of town.
So it's quid pro quo.
Yeah, so we're friends. We take care of each other. So we'll practice at Lubbock Christian and we'll pick up some food and then we'll head the rest of the way there.
And you're looking forward to it.
I am. I don't know why you think I'm lying.
Because I've made that bus ride from Wichita Falls to Silver City. I've driven from Wichita Falls to Silver City.
Do you know what's worse than the actual bus ride? Complaining about the actual bus ride.
Well, you're probably onto something there. And I've probably uttered the same sentence. But it's more fun on the podcast to complain about the trip to Silver City.
That's because you don't have to go.
That's because I don't have to go. I'm grateful. This is the one time I'm grateful not to be on the road with you. Usually, I wish I could go on the road with you. But anytime teams are headed to Silver City without me, I'm... But you are right about one thing. Silver City is a gorgeous place.
It really is. It's a nice place. The campus is cool, and it's different than a lot of places we go, and... I'm looking forward to it.
I swear last year when I went with basketball to Silver City, we went through the four seasons of the year on one trip. We woke up, it was extraordinarily hot.
Okay.
Well, it was
always.
It was warm. It shouldn't say, I'm in Texas, extraordinarily hot is not appropriate, but it was unseasonably warm.
Yeah.
Then we drove through a dust storm. Then as we got to Silver City, it started snowing. It was the craziest road trip I've ever been on. It seems like there was a little bit of everything.
Okay.
And then the women's basketball team, their bus got stuck on a hill.
Ouch.
I mean, this isn't going to happen to you. This is going to be a very pleasant ride that if I were you, I would be looking forward to making this trip to Silver City. There's nothing better.
I'm going to download all my true crime podcasts and all of our podcasts.
I was going to say, you should be downloading the Stain Gang podcast is what you should be downloading. Check those out. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stain Gang podcast. And if you're ever making a bus trip to Silver City, the Stain Gang podcast is a good way to pass the time.
It is. Yes, it is.
So after you play, you get to go to my other favorite place, Odessa, to play UT Permian Basin after you play Lester, New Mexico. And I'm sure you're looking forward to going to Odessa as well.
Of course.
You don't mind the dust.
I don't. I've only been to UTPB once. Well, I've only been to Western New Mexico once. But I think it was my first season here. So.
Yeah. I'm guessing it was two years ago maybe you were.
Yeah.
And if I remember right, that was not the best road trip for you.
No. It wasn't.
They're playing pretty well. They're 2-2 in con.
Yeah, they're a very good team. They have really strong middles. They have some great outsides. They do a nice job, and they're playing really well right now.
Yeah, you take a look at Permian Basin, and Kyra Thompson kind of jumps off the stat sheet. She's hitting .394 for them.
Yes. She's a very good player.
When you have a player that hits for a high percentage like that, is there a way to kind of take that player out?
Well, I think it's just a matter of, like, we have to be more efficient to make sure that they don't get a lot of offensive opportunities. And I think one of the things that I know you asked what we need to work on, I think the stat was thrown out there this week that we're, like, top 10 in the nation in total attempts, which I don't really know how to feel about that because put the ball away, then you're taking
So in total attacks going into the match Friday – you were third in the nation.
Right.
And the team that's number one in the nation is 13-0.
Okay.
So, but when you look at the top 20,
right,
it's kind of a mixed bag of teams. There's 500 teams. There's teams with really good records. Yeah. There's teams with not so good records. I think what it means is you're able to extend rallies more than anything.
Which is a compliment. And it's something we've definitely talked about. You know, we obviously want to extend rallies. But if in our conference, if we're giving attempt after attempt without a lot of efficiency on it, then eventually our conference teams are going to just finish the rally.
And I was looking at the conference standings, and I know you and I have talked about this before, about the strength of this conference in volleyball. But right now, and I think everybody's played four matches. Three teams are unbeaten in conference play. St. Mary's, West Texas A&M, and UT Tyler. Then you've got Angelo State, Dallas Baptist, and Texas A&M International at 3-1. Then there's another group of teams, four teams, 2-2, Permian Basin in that group. And then there's kind of a large group that you're in that's 1-3, but there's great depth in this conference.
Yeah, there is. I think we talk about that all the time. And I know I think it was my first season here, like going into with 2 weeks left in the regular season, the top eight headed to the conference tournament was still up in the air. There were a lot of scenarios based on what happened in those final matches that could have shifted those rankings. So, and I think that happens pretty much year in and year out. There's always a really close bundle on there fighting for those spots. And yeah, that's just a huge compliment to our conference for how strong the teams are.
What's the significance of this road trip for Midwestern State?
Well, I think it's really important that we are prepared to execute on Thursday versus a team that we beat the challenge weekend when it didn't matter.
This is something you went through just this past week with Saul Ross. You had beaten them, so they're getting a second look at you.
So it's important that we can execute again and kind of finish that series when it really counts and when it counts towards our conference record.
And Western was pretty impressive when they were here for your MSU Invitational.
Yeah, they have some great players. They've moved some things around, and you know, I think I've said over and over again, their outside is one of the better outsides in the conference. She just has the ability to take over a match. And so it's really important that we contain her and try to keep them out of system as much as possible. They also, their setter is very offensive, and that can be kind of a thorn in your side. And so it's really important that we keep them out of system so she can't be super offensive, but we also are ready to defend her.
So I know you're going to hate this question. All the more reason to ask it. So I know in football teams, they'll run scout teams. Mm-hmm. That'll try to duplicate kind of what the opponent's going to do. Is there anything like that in volleyball?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, today in practice, one of the things that we'll work on with our setters is working on a set over, which is an offensive option for setters. And our liberos will work on staying in base and running through that. You know, we'll also work on our middles hitting different shots that we think can be successful versus both teams, or defending shots that we think we're going to have to defend. And so I think, you know, everything we do in practice kind of leads up to those matches. And then obviously being on the road and watching film and doing scouts together and kind of talking about some of those things is really important.
I believe it was you that I was talking to earlier this year. One of the things you wanted to see was carrying over what you worked on in practice mm-hmm. into the matches. Are you seeing the team do a better job of that?
Yeah, I think so. I think the season is always kind of a work in progress. Like, you're not going to be doing everything your team is capable of at the beginning. It's kind of a process of how you implement those things week in and week out, kind of deciding where you start and then what your team's capable of. Like, a lot of stuff we put into practice, we don't know if it's something that we're going to end up running or not. If it's not working, then we're not going to do it. You know, certain play sets, it's like, well, we have to get a feel for what our hitters can hit. Can we run it faster? Do we have to run it slower? Which benefits us more? So it's always kind of a work in progress.
So when you talk about play sets, how do you get into those play sets during a match?
Well, our setters always initiate our serve receive play sets and what we're running. They call for the middle, the right side, the outside if we're in a three hitter situation. And then in transition, we either they kind of talk about if they have an idea of what they want to run, but also it's a verbal call after the ball comes over.
Because just as a spectator, you kind of always think it's just ad lib, but it's not, is it?
No. There's a lot of different things that you can do, and different things that can help your team. And, you know, every set has a different height. Every set has a different zone. You know, just like a lot of sports have play calls and play sets.
So if you're going to watch a movie on the way to Silver City, I mean, it's such an enjoyable, pleasurable ride to Silver City. But if you're going to put a movie in, is there one in particular you might pop in?
All About Steve is a good suggestion.
So you're going to stick with that one.
I'm going to stick with that one.
All right. Hey, have a nice trip to Silver City.
Thank you.
Enjoy your time in Odessa. I know those are two of my favorite places to go in the Lone Star Conference, and I'm so jealous that I don't get to make this trip with you, because it is...
I will tell you all about it.
It is a fantastic sojourn. In all seriousness, travel safe, play well. We'll talk to you next week after a couple of Mustang victories.
All right, sounds good.
I like the sound of it. That's Stephanie Radecki, the head volleyball coach here at Midwestern State. Be sure you're telling your friends about the Stang Gang podcast. You should be able to check out the matches on Flow Sports. And remember that Midwestern State is going to be back home Friday, October 18th at D.L. Ligon Coliseum for a 6 p.m. match against St. Edward's. That's October 18th. And then October 19th, St. Mary's is here that Saturday afternoon. So make your plans to be at D.L. Ligon Coliseum on the 18th and 19th. I'm Pete Stein. So long.